Right, I'm here with Ellie Stoneley from DC 10 Plus. You must have been pretty busy recently, Ellie. What have you been up to?
I've been flat out twittering from the conference, and it's really exciting. We've got umpteen new followers, and there's a really tremendous buzz around the whole event.
So it's you behind the DC 10.
Yes, yes, I've been DC 10 twittering.
Right, I thought it was a very personable little account. So you're going to keep that going strongly afterwards?
Yeah, hopefully. Certainly this week will sort of keep the momentum up, and then it'll probably sort of slow down, and just following the movements of all the DC 10 network members, and then just trying to kind of raise awareness across the sector of what's going on.
So I should remind people that DC 10 Plus came out of the digital challenge.
It did indeed, yes.
Where fortunately those involved said there's no overall winner. We're going to get together and collaborate afterwards. So how big is the network now?
It started actually, Sunderland did in fact win the digital challenge, but then the other final nine all clubbed together with Sunderland to form the digital, the DC 10 Plus group. And we've now got over 2,000 members, which is just fantastic. And that's from individuals to organisations to other government departments or local councils or voluntary and community sector organisations.
And you're making more use of social media for that network.
Absolutely, yes. Blogging and twittering, and yes, I've even joined Ning through the digital engagement website, which is very exciting.
Right. So are you going to use our Ning, or are you going to set up your own Ning?
Well, are we using your Ning at the moment, the digital engagement .ningnet thing?
Good. Well, I hope so.
Yeah, very exciting. And I did actually think about setting up our own one, but then it seemed pointless because you've already got a superb one, so we need to just use that. And spread the word.
Fantastic. It's all about joining up.
It is.
Right, everybody's been called off for the last session. So
yeah, which should be an interesting one if Baroness Andrews makes it.
Oh, okay.